Swamcast has board game reviews for you. Yeah, we got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game review. Please, you'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoes.
Nevermore by Smirk and Dagger Games. 3-6 players, ages 14 and up. Time played 45 to 60 minutes.
Many are the paths to power. Brute force, subtle deception, cunning trickery. You hold the cards, but you can't keep them all. What will you collect for personal gain? And what are you willing to give up in order to destroy? The ravens are gathering, many of whom used to be rivals. Will you rise to power, or simply be nevermore? Build your hand each round, drafting cards you want and poisoning your opponent's hand by passing along cards you think they can't use. Whoever has the most of a suit gains the power of that suit, doing damage, healing, gaining light and shadow magics, and scoring victory points. Will you transform all your rivals into ravens? Or can they regain their human form in time to score enough victory to win?
So this game is being reviewed by myself, Ruby.
And me, John.
And me, Tim. Caw, caw.
Caw, caw. Tookie, tookie.
Showing a bit of her age there.
So, Nevermore. What's some good stuff we could say about Nevermore?
It played well within its time frame.
Boy, did it.
Yeah.
Once we got into it, it took off.
Yeah.
Like a raven, as it were.
A raven out of hell.
Or something.
It actually played pretty simply. The rules were fairly simple. The components itself.
The components were nice.
Were nice, you know. Nice wooden colored meeples, nice cards. One of the things I like about a lot of different games is the quality of the components. And if it's got a really good quality component to it, like the cards aren't cheap and flimsy.
Okay.
It tends to be a game I enjoy more versus... There may be another game that has better rules, but the components are crap that I won't really want to play. I'm a tactile person.
Okay. Well, I gotcha. And I could see how that makes or breaks a game for a lot of people. Anything else good we want to say about Nevermore? For Take That game, it didn't really feel like I was getting really shafted by any of my fellow players.
The special cards are pretty self-explanatory, like the shadow magic and the... The white magic or light magic.
Yeah, you didn't have to keep referring back to a rule book. It all was right there.
Yeah.
It's the card trumps the rules kind of deal.
Right.
And now as far as the scoring, it was nice to be able to just flip onto the back of the thing in case there was special scoring stuff. But we never really got to hit many of those very special scoring things.
Yeah. I was to say, when we played with three players and you said the victory points was to 6. Mm-hmm. That seemed like it went by really quick.
Yeah, well, that's...
In our particular case.
Yeah, and that's the same number of victory points no matter how many people are playing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm for a quick playing game.
Okay.
I just wish... Okay. So let's go into some bad. I'll say a bad thing. I really wanted one of us to get turned into a raven, and somehow that just didn't happen.
I kind of stopped that. I probably could have, but I healed myself, and I managed to score some light cards that did a lot of different healing effects, and I healed myself back up, because I was at 2 health.
And I'm going to steal Ruby's bad thing that she's going to say, which is the book just reading through the rules.
Yeah, that's me,
a bit sloggy, but...
Well, there is a bit of repetition because the way you determine who wins, it's basically the same thing for everyone, but you get it, like, every time.
Well, yeah. That's an RPG thing.
I was going to say, that's definitely a very much a me thing, though, about rule books, is I, as a personal style of play, I prefer to play with one person that knows the rules or has a grasp on them and can easily correct me, rather than sitting there for half an hour before the game... With them reading it to me, I was like, well, I can read it just as fine by myself.
You wanted to just dive in.
Right. For most games, that's how I am anyway.
Okay. Any other bad stuff we want to say about Nevermore by Smirk and Dagger?
It's packaged really nicely. It fits in the box. It has a nice box insert.
My wooden meeple hearts wouldn't stay on my token. I kept knocking them off.
I don't necessarily think you have to keep them on your token, Tim.
I wanted to. And the fact that they're coming off is a bad thing. Uh-huh. Hey, if that's the worst I can say about this game, that's not bad. Yeah.
So Tim wants bigger tokens. All right,
make a giant version.
There we go. Giant Nevermore. Oh, my gosh.
That would be fun.
All right, so what's something we could say other about Nevermore?
The randomness is pretty cool because the cards get played out gets changed every round.
Yes. One thing I did have a kind of question about, and I just kind of let it go, was the talks about the resolution phase. Now, I wasn't sure because it seemed like some of the cards, because there's always, what, if you have five or more ravens, something happens, and that's the beginning of the resolution.
I gotcha.
There were certain cards that it looked like...
You were just bogged down by the terminology of what the phases were.
Well, no. What it looked like on certain of the white magic cards is it looked like it was supposed to be played before certain portions of the tiles were turned.
Oh, gotcha.
And when it said resolution phase. So I didn't know if the resolution phase was...
I gotcha.
You got what I meant.
I got your thing.
Does it turn each tile, or is it really at the very beginning with the five
ravens? Yeah, because the way that card reads, it could have been either one of those things.
Certain cards only affect one of those five.
That's right, because you had a card that was like, you know, well, yeah, and I had one that where it was like during when the health thing comes up.
It was very much a nitpicky, rules lawyery kind of, munchkin-y type situation. It's like, well, if you go by what the card says, and I interpret it this way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they were still pretty clear, and as long as everyone at the table reached a consensus, I was fine with it.
Okay. All right, so is there anything else we want to say otherwise about Nevermore? That was very Poe-like.
It flowed like Poe.
Nevermore flowed like Poe. I will say this. I'll start this in the other category. There's an expansion which apparently adds characters from the Kurt Covert says, the Poe universe of characters. And I would be really intrigued. I would be really intrigued to try that out. We just tried out the base game, which a lot of fun, quick, pretty easy to play.
You could convince me to play it. I wouldn't go out of my way to play it, but I'd play it again if people wanted to.
It kind of felt like a nice little game to play with people to kind of... It's the kind of a social game as well.
Yeah, that's what I said. I wouldn't go out of my way to play it personally, but that's... I very rarely will go out of my way to play any game, so...
Okay. So again, Nevermore by Smirk and Dagger Games.
As a board game reviews from the Swarmcast, if you don't like it, then come over and kick your...
Tail! Toast meant to say tail. Toast, one... Ooh. Why do you do that?
Oh, yeah.